It would be easy to say that he was mad. He had difficulty getting along with people, often arguing with them. After one quarrel, in late 1888, he was so upset that he cut off part of his own ear and gave it to a young girl. Later, from 1889 to 1890, he spent a year in a mental hospital. Yet for most of his life, he was completely sane. We know this because he wrote hundreds of letters to Theo expressing his ideas and his work, and these letters show the clarity of his thinking. Does he deserve the fame he now possesses? Certainly. I admire his work tremendously. His paintings are realistic, not abstract. At the same time, they are not like photographs. The bright colors and thick strokes of his paintings make the strong feelings inside him visible. Even when his subjects are flowers, trees, or the sky, his paintings are full of powerful, honest emotions, emotions which finally killed him. We are undoubtedly lucky to have the chance to view these masterpieces. Van Gogh exhibitions are very rare. This is the cultural event of the decade. You may have to spend hours in the queue, but do not miss this chance. His paintings might not come this way again for many years.